says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Surviving indeed. Here in North Dakota, this is your country boy, James Kelso, beaming out the Trump Phenomenon radio program to you here on November 21st, 2019. Plenty to talk about tonight. If you'd like to join in, 800-313-9443. And, of course, I know you're helping keep the originating network of this show, which is the Republic Broadcasting Network. I know you're helping out at republicbroadcasting.org, keeping that Patriot channel alive and running, and any other medium through which you're hearing this show or any of the other Patriot shows you hear. Keep all of this Patriot media running, folks. We're going to need every bit of it, and you are the key. You provide the fuel. Keep it coming. Most of us that are hosts or originators of content in the Patriot media, I would say 99% of us do this just as volunteer work. And then we need to pay a few people who are extraordinarily talented, skilled people with key skills and so on. They have to feed their families, put clothing on their children. In the wintertime now, they need shoes for their children. But so we're all contributing. That's how I contribute, actually, to our cause. So if you can help out, if you've got a few extra dollars, get them into the Patriot cause somewhere. It's been a good 24 hours for the Trump phenomenon. The demon rat dumpster debate last night was a catastrophe for the demon rats. They looked terrible. So you might want to talk about that. Another circus sideshow that was on the air today was the conclusion of the Shifty Schiff House Impeachment Committee hearings. And I like that Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan have redubbed Congressman Ratcliffe, have appropriately redubbed their own committee the Impeachment Committee, which the demon rats have made it into. And now, with this final hearing, and the Republicans have no say in this matter whatsoever, it is a kangaroo court. It is a star chamber. It is a lynching. The demon rats will now write up a report at the direction, of course, of Shifty Adam Schiff. And, you know, it's going to be amazing to see what we find out about Adam Schiff in future years. This is whatever his life is behind closed doors, in those secret inner sanctums that he likes to frequent. It'll be interesting to see what kind of a nasty life he leads. But we will get some kind of a piece of lying garbage from him. And that will be proposed, that will be put before by Nancy Pelosi, put before the Democrat majority in the House of Representatives. And one of the most remarkable votes in the history of the United States will then ensue. It will be really, you know, voting the impeachment of Donald Trump. And of course, most of you are already aware that the impeachment is merely sort of the indictment. The trial or the conviction of anybody who's impeached is going to occur in the Senate, and Donald Trump is not going to be convicted in the Senate. So it will end right there. And the Senate conviction requires a two-thirds vote of the Senate. So 67 senators, that's not going to happen. But it is, nevertheless, it's going to be an amazing vote in the House. And the Nancy Pelosi and the other communists who run the Democrat Party, they will be leaning on every single demon rat to get every single one of them to vote for impeachment. The Republicans, on the other hand, this will be remarkable. It'll be an interesting tell on the Republican Party. Will there be any Republicans who vote to impeach Donald Trump? Any that do surface, any Mitt Romney types, he's in the Senate, of course, but if he were in the House, he might be one such person that would vote to impeach. These people should walk the gangplank immediately. They should be expelled from the Republican Party. They are not needed. But we'll see. We'll see whether there are any. In the vote to the last vote on this subject in the House, every single Republican, the vote to launch the impeachment inquiry, so-called, every single Republican voted against it. The vote on impeachment should be exactly the same. So this is going to be a heck of a thing. Overall, I think this helps patriots. It helps Donald Trump. It, you know, you try to look for the, you try to get some lemonade out of lemons. You look for the silver lining on the gray clouds. And I think the silver lining here on this, the ordeal that Donald Trump has been subjected to for the last 3 years, is that maybe this freak show, horror story, trip through the Twilight Zone was helpful in waking up the good portion of the American population to just how bad it is, to just how rotten the deep state is. Today's examples were very good. Fiona Hill and David Holmes. They could have been the poster girl and the poster boy for the deep state. Smug, bombastic, full of them. Well, bombastic is not a good adjective for them. Smug, know-it-all, superior, elitist, condescending. They exhibited, you can think of two people, a match for them, Peter Strzok and his love interest. Oh, let me remember her name. What is it? Help me. It's been too many weeks since we talked about Peter Strzok and his girlfriend. It'll come back to me in a moment. The especially Peter Strzok. Of the four of them, Peter Strzok and David Holmes, in their faces, their eyes, the weird things they do with their lips and their facial muscles communicate this cockiness, this swaggering self-assurance, that they are immune, that they are in the driver's seat, and that we Trumpists, we are doomed. We are just a bump in the road for them. Now, the sad situation is they might be right. That's the scary part. They're thinking, we'll endure Donald Trump. We'll try to get rid of him right away. We'll try to impeach him right now. We'll try to defeat him in 2020. But if we have to endure him through 2024, we'll get rid of him. And then we'll move right on to continuation of the Barack Obama, Joe Biden regime. The deep state will continue riding roughshod over Western civilization. And, let's all see. We're all going to be here. Not if we have anything to say about it. David Holmes and Fiona Hill. These are the two, in case you missed it, in case you maybe had to work for a living or you had something creative that you actually had to do. You didn't have time to watch these two. And what's the word to describe them? Pukes. These two smug pukes on TV today, with their nothing evidence, just nothing, just zilch, that Donald Trump had done some horrible thing for which he must be thrown out of the presidency. The ballots of 63 million Americans must be torn up because of this terrible thing he did. This evil man with orange hair, Donald Trump. And of course, the crime that he's committed is he has revealed this deep state. They hate him. He is their nemesis. There was nothing. There was no. And Devin Nunes was wonderful. Jim Jordan was wonderful. Congressman Ratcliffe was wonderful. They just tore these people apart. It was wonderful to see this stony face, the immobile face. You couldn't tell whether it was a still photograph or moving video of Adam Schiff. He didn't move a muscle. He didn't blink. He was weird, to put it in a word. Fiona Hill and David Holmes were the same way, actually. Very similar to Adam Schiff. So that was news today. Let's see, what else have we got going here? Let's go look at the president's Twitter. Elise Stefanik, Republican of New York, a new person for most of us. She was wonderful, and the president recognized that by putting her, he put 1 minute of her up on his Twitter account today. Let's listen to Elise Stefanik.
Said that Russia did not a single Republican member of this committee has said that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 elections. As the ranking member stated, we published a report focused on Russian active measures in 2016 with policy recommendations as to how we strengthen our cyber resiliency and election security to counter Russia. I myself have worked with members of this very committee on this issue, but also on the House Armed Services Committee. So to have our Democratic colleagues say these untruthful statements just reeks of political desperation in their continued obsession to manipulate mainstream media coverage.
Reeks of desperation in their obsession to manipulate mainstream media. I like this woman is sharp as a tack. No, I lost her. Come back, Elise. I lost her audio. Here she comes. Well, I want to get to the conclusion of what she was about to say. Let me refresh it. Try again. Twitter doesn't have their act together on audio. Let's go back to the middle of this. Here we go. Here she is.
Committee. So to have our Democratic colleagues say these untruthful statements just reeks of political desperation in their continued obsession to manipulate mainstream media coverage. But the good news is the American people understand that this has been a partisan process from the start. The Democratic coordination with the whistleblower, the incessant and astounding leaks, the unprecedented closed-door process, closed to the majority of members, closed to the press, closed to the people, starting this inquiry without taking a vote. And then when finally forced to take a vote, the vote was with bipartisan opposition.
Okay, she was good. I like her. Elise Stefanik. Other things the president put up. Devin Nunes was incredible. Let's see what the president puts up from Devin Nunes. 30 seconds. Here's 30 seconds of Jim Jordan put up by our president.
What's that, sir?
Why didn't your boss bring up the call that you overheard? The reason you're here today. I mean, you're their closing witness, yet their star witness, their first witness, Ambassador Taylor, didn't even bring it up. And when we deposed you, you said this was extremely distinctive experience, one of the most remarkable events of my life. You described it like this. You said, after the call happens, I immediately told Deputy Chief of Mission and others at the embassy about the call. Then you said you went on vacation. You told several friends and family about the call. Then you come back on August 6th and you tell Ambassador Taylor about the call. And then in your deposition statement, you said in your statement today as well, I repeatedly referred to the call in meetings and conversations where the issue of the president's interest in Ukraine was relevant. I repeatedly referred to the call in meetings and conversations where the issue of the president.
Now, I won't play all of this because it's fairly long, but Jim Jordan was just taking apart this punk. You can call him a punk. You can call him a puke. This deep stater, David Holmes. And, you know, the American public has gotten a good introduction watching these people. In what these career deep staters who run the government, what they're like. These people are like university faculties. You know, you say to yourself, how has this happened? There's no such thing as a right-wing or conservative university faculty in America. There's Liberty College, you know, Liberty University, I guess, in Virginia, Jerry Falwell Jr. There's Hillsdale College. But these are the exceptions that prove the rule. Thousands of absolutely left-wing universities and colleges in America. How is this? How did this come to be? America's not 99% left-wing, but the colleges are. So answer me that, Mr. Left-Winger, Mr. Liberal. How is it? Oh, and Mr. Equal Opportunity, Mr. What's the word they use? For making everything equal. Well, no, they're not. See, that's the funny thing. They're hoist on their own petard. They're not for making things equal. If you said, oh, okay, well, all right, you know, we lost that battle, so okay, we'll make everything equal. All right, so we're going to make every college representative of America at large. So we will have equal opportunity. We'll have affirmative action. That was the phrase I was. Affirmative action. So that if America is 50% conservative, 50% of us, we vote for Donald Trump, then college faculties will reflect. That's a democracy, right? We're going to go with your values. You know, that's always one of the most devastating techniques to use in debate, is to accept the other side's premise. Catch him. Jim Jordan's a wrestler, and he would understand jiu-jitsu, where you take the motion and the impetus of your opponent on the wrestling mat, and you surprise them by, when they expect you to push, you pull, and you throw them that way. Well, that's exactly what, when you catch an opponent in debate off guard and just shock them and say, okay, you win, we accept your premise. Everything has to be equal. Now they don't know what to do. So we have to have 50% conservative professors. We have to have 50% professors who, in America, it's much more than 50%, who believe in the right to keep and bear arms. We have to have 50% to believe in the right to life. We have to have, and on down the list, right? Equality? No, hypocrisy is what the left believes in, you could say. They don't actually have beliefs. They have hypocrisies. But how is it that our colleges are entire? This, you know, mom and dad out there, parents, I'm one. I've got two kids that are going to come up on the university. I've got to think about this hard. You know, I'm going to go sit in on some classes. I found a university that's, you know, a lot better than most. But so I'll go in and listen to those classes. And I want to see just how bad is it. That's one reason I'm homeschooling my youngest at 8. That's the way to go. If you can do it, do it. We can still do it while it's still legal. Because the left, no question, the left wants to take that away from us. No homeschooling. Your children belong to us, Mr. and Mrs. America. They don't belong to you. You're not the head of your household or the head of your family. You're not the parents. We are. And so how did that happen? Well, the same process, the way in which the left took over the universities, is exactly the same formula they followed for taking over all of the administrative agencies, such as the Foreign Service, which we got to see David Holmes and Fiona Hill, these two pukes who are smug left-wingers. And I love that about Tucker Carlson. He says his show is against, I forget what it is, but one of the words is he's against smugness. Smugness. Boy, that's what's all over the face of these people. They are smug. We'll be right back, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Well, somebody not, said not he too came quiet, from not New too shy. But everything else in this song absolutely betrays Big Bad Donald John Trump. You know, where do we go from here? You know, with these smug people. Well, they now have to smugly, sounds like a Dutch word, doesn't it? I looked up the etymology. It is from Dutch, Middle Dutch. The smug, these smug people have now got to go through their impeachment vote. And it really is the, you know, showdown at the OK Corral. It really is between the left and the right, between patriots and these smug people. Who think they are the masters of the universe, and that you are there, you're stupid, and therefore when they crack the whip, you should obey. It's a completely different kind of personality, a different kind of person that maybe Mother Nature is partly to blame. I don't know. Maybe there's some people that get hatched, wired in this weird way. I don't know. But there certainly are two different populations, aren't there? us good folks, and then these people who swarm into academia, they swarm into the deep state, they swarm into they are like heat-seeking missiles from their earliest youth, apparently. The heat-seeking part of their nose cone detects, instead of detecting heat, it detects power. And their thrusters aim them towards positions of power, social power, be a teacher, whether for elementary school or university, be a newspaper writer, employee, and for some weird reason, the one area where they haven't really dominated is talk radio. I mean, one area, isn't that kind of weird? Why is talk radio full of really good guys, gals? I don't know the answer to that one. I have to think. I'd have to pause and think. Why did they miss talk radio? Why didn't they cover that area? They should have used the same techniques by which they've driven all the good people out of newspapers and television and driven all the good people out of the universities. Why didn't they drive all the good people out of talk radio? That's interesting. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And we're going to see now the outcome of this. And as I say, I'm not feeling at my gloomiest over the 3 years that they've cost Donald Trump. It may be that this, you know, good things come from bad things sometimes. And from this catastrophe of the deep state obstructing Donald Trump's, you know, trajectory, maybe this is what's needed for America to realize this is real. There's this for all the marbles. This is high noon. So, and we're going to see it here now in this vote that's going to come up. Then there'll be a dramatic vote in the Senate, and we'll see who the traitors are. If there are any Republican traitors, they'll show themselves in the Senate, where the president will defeat them. And then we're on into the election. And, the humor continues there. All of these people, all the 10 people you saw on the stage at that demon rat debate last night, these are all defective people. Every one of them is screwed up. There's no normal person in that bunch. And they all share these left-wing characteristics of being power mad, of being smug, of being better than you are, of being entitled to use force to corral you. They all share that characteristic. And then, however, we, all of us, became the way we are as patriots, we don't want to do any of those things. So it is kind of an asymmetrical warfare. A timeless kind of thing. What a time to be alive, at high noon in history, and to be a part of it. Let me go to if you want to call in, by the way, I gave the number 800-313-9443. And we had Chris in Las Vegas on the line. I talked too much and drove you off the radio. Chris, I apologize. If you call back in, I'll put you right on. Let's just see what else the president's tweeting here today, tonight. Let's refresh. This incredible, incredible person. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
Are the good times really over? It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times over for good? Well, that's what we're finding out here. And it's happening pretty rapidly right in front of our face, says. The hearing today, if you didn't see it, well, lucky you. This guy, David Holmes, talk about smugness. He's claiming that he heard, this is what we're going to impeach the president of the United States over a punk left wing, decidedly, knowingly pro-Obama left wing creep. Who at the last minute comes out of the bushes, and this is what the Democrats have come up with over and over again, these last minute out of the bushes comes their latest revision of what their attack on Donald Trump is after each one falls apart. And he says that he heard Donald Trump in a cell phone. He's having lunch with, is it Greg Sondland, who's the EU ambassador in Kiev. And he's having lunch, and they're seated with other people. They're in a restaurant. Can you imagine this? And he's claiming he can hear Donald Trump speaking on the cell phone. They must be across the table. He didn't say, "I'm sitting next to him or hugging him or making out with him." I'm sitting across the table. And the phone is not on speakerphone, but he can hear clearly, he says, "I can hear Donald Trump." And then today, when Congressman Ratcliffe was doing what a great attorney does, quizzing him on this call, the guy's memory of the call falls apart. He has to keep going back in and looking at his notes. He goes back in and looking at things and reading things to try to remember, to be able to answer the question, like, what happened next? How did the call end? What did he say about this? What did he say about that? And, you know, that's one of the great, you know, police techniques, is that the problem with liars is they can't keep their lie straight, because they're not, and there's a psychological reason for that, of course, is a liar is not actually remembering an event that's recorded in their mind. What they're having to do is restate a narrative that they've made up, but they don't actually have something that they can remember because it didn't happen. And so their story changes. This is a tip-off for police. As the story changes, you keep asking the guy. He doesn't even notice how his story is changing as you interview him over and over again. But somebody who's telling the truth keeps remembering the same event. Anyway, that happened with this guy today. It was, and you know, this, and by the way, let's get down to it. You know, I maybe you're as bored as other people are with this, but it's the presidency of the United States and it's impeachment. If Donald Trump, look, this piece of garbage Joe Biden, and his even worse piece of garbage, or maybe like his father, piece of garbage Hunter Biden, the guy who got thrown out of the Navy as a coke addict, an extortionist, bilking, getting $1.5 billion from the red Chinese communists. And by the way, Joe Biden in the demon rat debate last night went to pains to explain how tough he would be on China as president. He would be tough as nails on China. Right. My ass, Joe Biden. You've been bought, dude. The Chinese have you over a barrel, Jack. You and your son took $1.5 billion that we know of. So the demon rats, you know, the president would all he was asking, let's do this. You know, you talk about, I said, well, accept the other side's premise. Well, let's just go with it. For the sake of argument, the president wanted to know what really happened in Ukraine. He wanted to know from the president of Ukraine, what the hell did Joe Biden do? What the hell did Hunter Biden do? I'd like to know. I'm the president of the United States. It matters to my country. It's my job as president of the United States to enforce the laws of the United States and to investigate violations thereof. And that sure as hell is a violation, to take bribe money like that as the vice president of the United States, to be running a scam, a mafia type scam. The president damn well has the right to ask about that. That's not interference in an election. That's not an impeachable offense. That's doing your duty. That's being a man. And I wish that somebody, you know, they needed an outlier person on that panel. You know, I would have loved to have been that person. But somebody like me who would have said, you know, I'm going to give you a different argument here, boys and girls. I'm going to give you a different take on this whole thing. The rest of you can keep arguing about whether the president actually asked this stupid ambassador about investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. You can keep going back and forth and playing ping pong with that. But I say to hell with that. That's not the issue. Let's just say this. I'll go with your premise. The president wanted to know. He really wanted to know from the president of Ukraine. What the hell was the story with the Bidens? And let's say this. He used his influence, his power as president, to help get that needed information. And if Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are the lily white, pure as the driven snow patriots that they claim to be, the investigation will prove that fact. And the president and all the rest of us right-wingers will look stupid for having falsely accused the Bidens, these wonderful paragons of virtue. But we know what kind of pieces of crap they are. We know they're guilty as hell, and everybody else knows as well. And what I would do if I were on that panel, I'd be that outlier person, and I'd say, forgive me for my ripe language and for my vehemence. But what you guys, you're debating the wrong question here. This is like putting a policeman who just engaged in a 120-mile-an-hour car chase to get a murderer and a rapist and a kidnapper, and he risked his life and took fire from the murderer after crashing in his police car at 120 miles an hour to apprehend this guy, and you put the cop on trial for breaking the speed limit. That's what this is like. You're not even talking about the rapist, murderer, killer that he was chasing, the Bidens. You're talking about President Trump exceeded the speed limit. He spit on the sidewalk. He chewed gum in class. That's how stupid all of this is. And somebody needs to be in this proceeding pointing that out. No, I want to hear about Hunter Biden. To hell with you, Adam Schiff. We want to subpoena Hunter Biden. We want to hear from this creep. You're not going to tell us. You're not going to tell us that we can't subpoena Hunter Biden. You're not going to tell us that Joe Biden can't be compelled to testify. And we want the documents. The FBI is hiding all the documents. The FBI is in the tank. I like what Joe DiGenova said. They're in the tank. The FBI is in the tank. You can be sure we'll never find out who murdered Jeffrey Epstein, because the FBI just said they took over the investigation. And remember, when the FBI says investigation, what does that actually mean? What is the meaning of the FBI dictionary of investigation? Cover up! The Federal Bureau of Cover Up. Anyway, so that was the, but I think, you know, the American people have common sense, and I think they're getting it, that this is, that they're trying to indict the cop. The guy who heroically went up to 120 miles an hour, went off the road, got into a gun battle with a guy with his stupid little revolver, and actually brought the guy in. And they're going to put the cop on trial for breaking a speed limit? And for dangerous driving? Unsafe operation of a motor vehicle? That's exactly what this impeachment bullshit is. Anyway, maybe one of you can think of an even better comparison there. Let's go to Daniel in British Columbia. Daniel, are you there?
How's it going?
Well, you know, I'm feeling, that's the question, isn't it? How is it going, Daniel? I mean, are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? You know, none of us really know right now, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty exhilarating. We're in the fight of our lives. What are you thinking tonight, Daniel?
Well, I had to phone you because a buddy of mine, he's a bit of a conservative, and he watched something from Glenn Beck's Blaze TV on YouTube. And I've never been a big Glenn Beck fan. I kind of take him or leave him. But his staff at the Blaze have this two-hour documentary that it's a timeline of what's going on in Ukraine, and the reason they're trying to get rid of Trump is because all the corruption. Now, the title of this thing is, do you have a pencil? If your listeners have a pencil, it's called Ukraine, the Democrats, Russia.
Okay.
It's by Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck's The Blaze, and it's 2 hours long, and if you watch this thing tonight or tomorrow night or whenever you get a chance, your next broadcast will be completely different, because you're going to be going, the Hunter Biden is the tip of the iceberg. They were handing out pieces of the cookie jar was being looted from everybody. The Clinton Foundation.
Yes, by the way, let me pause you right there. I haven't seen this, and I thank you for the recommendation. I'm going to watch it, but little detail there. Yes, you're right when you mentioned that. The Clinton Foundation, folks, which is now going belly up, they're not getting any money anymore. Wonder why, okay? The Clinton, who was the number one overseas donor, source of funds to the Clinton, totally corrupt, scam, multi-billion dollar foundation? Ukraine! Ukraine, that money was coming in from the same oligarchs that funded Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. They were funding Hillary Clinton. So yeah, Ukraine was the cookie jar for these left-wing creeps. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So yeah, the entire DNC is culpable in this thing. There's WikiLeaks cables, all this missing billions. The reason Trump was holding back aid is because he knew it was going to go missing, because 1.8 billion went missing already.
So yeah. By the way, why am I going to give? Yeah, I'm not buying. Yeah. I'm not buying the left's argument that he was, holding up the funds because he wanted Zelensky to act on investigating Biden. I'm with you. I don't think the president was doing that. But I like to take this. I took my little tirade there. I was making the point that even if the president were doing that, that's legal. It's wonderful. It's doing his duty. Of course, if you're a cop on the world stage, which the president of the United States is, he's our executive officer. He is our Clio. Donald Trump is our chief law enforcement officer. He's the Clio of Clios. His job is to solve crime and to stop crime against the United States worldwide. He's the one man in that position. He's like the sheriff of your county. Well, he's our sheriff, and he rides out on his stallion, and he has to find out the information on investigate the bad guys. So, but go ahead. I interrupted your point. I'm going to watch this, Daniel. Go ahead.
Yes, it's your listeners have to watch. It's just I thought I knew everything. I thought, oh well, the whole Hunter Biden that oil company, I forget the name of it, but that
Burisma, a total scam, Burisma, a total slush fund of criminals, and everybody
even
knows
turns
it.
Out, yeah, yes, even turns out John Kerry's son is taking a piece of the pie too. They're all getting a piece. It's got George Soros is involved, Tony Podesta, John Podesta's brother. Now,
yes.
if you get these guys involved, then it's dirty. So Trump is just—he's trying to expose. I think he is playing a bit of 4D chess, because even though he's going through this thing and he's probably laughing the whole way, because they got nothing. They've got nothing on him. This is the worst impeachment. People are turning away. Even the Democrats are going, you know what? There's no meat potatoes here. It's nothing. It's a nothing burger.
Well, the man, Donald Trump, I mean, when he says the call was perfect, everything about what he's done with Ukraine was perfect. Everything about what he's done in regards to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, it's perfect. Where was Barack Obama? Barack Obama was participating with his vice president. You think Barack Obama didn't know about the $1.5 billion that Joe Biden put on a plane with his son? Barack Obama knew about that. Talk about dirty Barack Obama. Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump is the hero. And as I said, maybe there's a better metaphor for all this or simile. But the thing is this, Donald Trump is, and this happens. You see this once in a while where a cop who's a great heroic cop, a dirty city administration will indict the cop or fire the cop for heroic. Well, the Dirty Harry, that's what the theme of Dirty Harry movies was. What happened to Dirty Harry? Dirty Harry took out the bad guys, and what was the thanks he got from the San Francisco Police Department? They treated him like dirt.
Yeah, he had to give up his badge.
Exactly. Dirty, you know, that was exactly what it was. That's a very good comparison. Donald Trump with Dirty Harry. You feeling lucky, punk? Remember that line? In all the excitement, I just can't remember. Did I fire 5 shots or 6? Now this here, this .45 caliber will clean blow your head off. Are you feeling lucky? And the guy goes for his gun. Boom. Oh, yeah. Well, Big Bad John and Dirty Harry. Yeah, it's kind of the same story.
All right, hey,
thanks.
I'll let you get on.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks. We'll see if we can get John in Missouri. We'll get you in after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you can
speaking of Big John, we got Big John in Missouri on the line, so we're going to go to you, John. But before we do get to Big John, I just want to play a little bit of audio. I was saying, you know, it just occurred to me, you know, we compared Donald Trump to Big Bad John, that Jimmy Dean song, and that stuck with us. But, you know, Donald Trump's kind of like Dirty Harry, and I wish Clint Eastwood would kind of, like, get his head together a little bit better and come out and endorse Donald Trump in this election. But listen to this. This is from that movie. This is Dirty Harry. And he was treated as if he had broken the rules over again. He was breaking the rules, so he was out of favor. He was the bad guy. But here's Dirty Harry with one of the baddest, nastiest people he ever faced in his movies. You all remember this scene. Here it is. The punk's down on the dock. The gun's about 2 feet away from his hand. He was just saying, I'm going to kill the kid. He was holding a kid hostage. And Eastwood feigned throwing his gun down and then whipped off a beautiful shot to the guy's shoulder, knocked him down, and now here comes the scene. They're at the edge of the water here in San Francisco.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
One of the most beautiful scenes in all of movies. Incredible, incredible scene there by Clint Eastwood. And he has other scenes like as Dirty Harry in those movies. Boy. Well, John in Missouri, I know you enjoyed that scene. Come in, John.
Hi, James. I just wanted to tell you, don't get too morosed up about what these Democrats are doing, because as I see it, they're the best thing that's ever happened for Donald Trump. They're doing things for him that money can't buy. They're showing their colors, James.
John, that's why you should be doing this show instead of me. That was what you just said. Listen, brother, thank you for calling with that. I needed that. You're right. You're right. I shouldn't get this frustrated by this. They are showing their colors. You're right. Go ahead. Get more wisdom. Keep it coming, John.
Well, I lost my train of thought with that nice compliment. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Don't think for a minute there aren't Democrats or people that are stupid enough to buy into this nonsense. There's people out there that still think the Russians swung the election for them. But you can't fix stupid. So you just kind of got to walk away from stupid.
Right.
Donald cannot pay money. He couldn't pay money to get this kind of attention, whatever it is. Those people are dead in the water.
John, and folks, take John's thought away, his wisdom away from this show. Thank you, brother. That was beautiful.
All right. And, James, be cool, my friend.
All right, we'll see you. We'll see you tomorrow night, folks, in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.